Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Some of you have revisionist history. Some of you are not believing what happened earlier this season should have any bearing on what decisions are going to be made moving forward. Falcons win yesterday, 26-19. Mike, tell them, we don't apologize for a win.
No, man. I'd rather watch my home team, my favorite team, the team I've invested in, win games. Problem is, you lost too many games earlier in the year, so this game don't mean as much. So folks are putting a lot of stock into it. It's a very bad Cardinals team that's 3-12, decimated with injuries, and then the decimation continued in the first half as guys are just walking off the field left and right. But it was great to see us handle the win. The problem was we made it more interesting than it should have been. We missed an extra point because special teams just, you know the Falcons. We're rolling. Bijan's on a tear. Special team says, hey, hold my beer. So that happened. And then we consult the game away, and we can't get the fourth down. And then we need C.J. Henderson, who, by the way, hats off. We didn't mention this earlier. Hats off to C.J. Henderson.
No doubt.
This guy, he was drafted ahead of A.J. Terrell. Carl, he's been up and down with injuries. He's been bouncing around on and off the practice squad. He stays in the game. He gets a big play, and he comes up with a turnover. So that's a guy trying to keep that dream alive in the NFL. Good job.
No doubt. Look, there were some performances that need to be commended from yesterday. We improved to 6-9 on the season. We got the Rams on Monday Night Football. It's a week from today, so we will not play, obviously, this upcoming Sunday, but Monday night next week. Mm. But here's the issue. That's all good. Kyle Pitts, good. Bijan, good. But Mike, have you changed your mind as to where this thing needs to go? Because some Falcon fans have. And we're going to open up the phone lines coming up here to get your phone calls in. We want to hear from you on a Falcon Monday at 404-726-0929. I believe some people say, why does the offense look different? It's Kirk Cousins. And therefore, they believe that there is no reason not to bring Cousins back. Restructure, do whatever you have to do. Mm. This thing has looked a lot better. He's got 3 road wins, guys.
Right. And Kirk Cousins can also be under center, which, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, when you're under center and you use play action, it freezes and it gets you that time, whether it's a corner, a safety, a linebacker, that one little half a count, and it creates space for your receivers. Hats off to Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts played physical, made tough, I said to Carl earlier, air quotes, NFL catches. The tough catch, you're going to get hit, right? Pitts played with physicality. Fantastic! Where has that been? Where has that been consistently? But he's doing it now. Okay, Drake London gave it a go. Drake, he tried to play. He wasn't 100%. A lot of targets. He dropped some balls he doesn't normally drop. He got hit. Bijan actually ran him over, not intentionally, but he was on a run play on the right side. So I don't know if Drake made things worse for himself, but he gave it a go. But basically, we used Bijan Robinson, Drake, and Pitts. Eventually, you know, Mooney, some of the other guys got some action. But it's a winning formula.
It is.
And Bijan, in front of the home crowd, Carl, he's the most dynamic player right now. He's more Saquon than Saquon. You know, and that's why this team has got too much talent to be looking at the playoffs and not in it.
The Pitt situation is interesting because if you're going to pay him, and don't know if they will, I wouldn't, you're paying him for the last four games where he's produced 31 catches and almost 400 yards and four touchdowns. You're saying this sample space over the last 4 to 5 weeks is the reason to keep Pitts. It's the reason why we shouldn't give up on a 25-year-old tight end that we selected very high in the draft, Mike, and it may have taken him this time to finally come around. But there are a lot of Falcon fans saying, all right, Dukes, wait a minute. What if he's got 5, 6, 7, 8 years left that are going to be in his prime and he's going to be one of the most dynamic tight ends in the league? You're willing to give up on that. Is this enough for you to just say, I'm willing to give him $17, $18, $20 million a year? Are you willing to? Because that's what we're talking about. And if you franchise tag him, again, with the new cap number, we don't know what that's going to be. It's going up, guys. The NFL's, you know, making money hand over foot. You are going to be paying him top dollar.
See, that's the thing. And how much time, you know, we say it all the time. We spend more time on it. We said it to Kyle. We spend more time talking about you than anybody else. Are you going to get fat cat syndrome, or now you've unlocked it? You figured it out. The light's going on, and this is what we're going to get. And you are going to be the physical freak, the guy we thought we got with the fourth overall pick. You know, he's up to five. That's his career high, by the way, 5 touchdowns.
Yep.
And as great as it is, and the great run he's on is fantastic. He was drafted fourth overall to be 8 to 10 to 12 touchdowns, to be that guy. Trey McBride, by the way, before I forget, hats off to defense. They shut him down. Couldn't get anything going, and Pitts was the best tight end on the field. But is he going to be that guy? And if you split the difference and you franchise tag him, is he going to get in his bag? Is he going to deliver the goods?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
It is. And that number, by the way, whatever it is, it's the average of the top five guys at your position, is guaranteed. All of it. 404-726-0929. Where are you at on these Falcons? And has any of this over the last few weeks changed your opinion? The play of Kirk Cousins, the play of Pitts, what you've seen with this team, are you saying, wait a minute, Dukes and Bell, guys, why are we going to change this? Oh, maybe we need to stay the course. Mike, maybe Rod does need another year. Maybe Zach Robinson has shown over the last few weeks that this isn't as bad as we think it is. Maybe this is not a time for change.
All right. What happened in the games where you didn't have enough guys on the field? I'll start with the defense.
Okay.
They had too many guys and you had not enough guys. Then you had, you know, the scheme with Penix, which doesn't – he looks like a fish out of water running that play action. It doesn't look good. So, yes, Zach has played and as the offense has functioned better with Kirk Cousins. No blank Sherlock. Our second-year offensive coordinator is better with a 14-year veteran as quarterback under center. Let's take it back. I said this to Carl. For all you guys with selective amnesia – why didn't Penix start the preseason? Raheem Morris and offensive coordinator. Why didn't the offensive coordinator experiment with being on the sideline until we get humiliated in Carolina? And then he's down on the sideline. You know, then we can get into the play action. We can get into the fourth down plays. We can get into all the things which we should be doing, which we don't do it consistently. Then every analyst who says we're too predictable. Maybe we're less predictable now because he can do more on his plate with this quarterback. Maybe we drafted the wrong quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. That's not on Zach. That's on the general manager. But getting back to your initial question, I still don't know. Like everything else with this team, nothing is carved in stone. You can say it's his fault, it's that fault. Guys have dropped passes, guys have missed blocking assignments. You can't put that on Zach. Zach has shown a lot of creativity. I thought he was doing a hell of a job yesterday until all of a sudden we run up the gut twice. Then we had that stupid play where who is it? Was Warner in motion?
Yeah.
And he nearly takes out Kirk Cousins.
Fumble! Get on it!
I mean, just when you think Zach is getting it right, we do that stuff. You shouldn't have had to sweat a one-possession game against a team that bad.
I agree. Now, let me ask you about Zach Robinson. Because of all the things you just said, and he has dealt with two different quarterbacks who do two different things, here's what we now know that we didn't know at the beginning of the season. We all thought that they were able to do whatever they were going to be presented with. Be under center, shotgun, pistol, doesn't matter. They're both going to be good. Not true. What we now know is that Penix was more comfortable in the pistol, right, Mike? And this is why we ran it. And Kirk now, who's 100%, obviously, can do all these different things. And so they're running a different style because you can add more to the playbook. Is that on Zach Robinson? For those of you who want him gone, that's been his challenge. Is that his fault? Or was this, you know what, I know what this guy needs and what he wants, and I'm going to do that, even though I know it hampers us. We didn't know that at the beginning of the season, and then things played out the way they did. Guy gets injured, Mike, now you insert the old guy, and they're doing more stuff with the old guy that they couldn't do with the new guy. Is that Zach's fault?
Well, I think he didn't help Michael Penix Jr. with the nature of the predictability of the offense, but that's also the chicken and the egg. Guys, I know we got a lot of Penix Jr. fans, and we still don't know what he is, and I'm not ready to throw him out with the bathwater, but we're going to be going into year three, and he may come in, I don't know, we have no idea if it's week three, week four, when he finally gets back on the field. So it's a really difficult situation, but I think Zach could be better at his job. I think the players could be better at theirs, but I still have a hard time wrapping my head around how we approach the offense. When I hear analysts from around the country, like Kurt Warner, and whether you like Dan Orlovsky or not, Drew Brees talked about it, we just look better with a quarterback under center. So why weren't there tough love decisions? Say, Michael Penix Jr., you got to be under center. You have to function under center more. That's the only way this is going to work. Why wasn't that happening?
Are you saying they placated to his needs?
I don't know. I wonder why. We all know we did the stupidest thing in the history of the world, but did the general manager realize when you drafted this guy, your coach is going to hire a coordinator who might not know how to work with him? Okay? Because that's true, too. Maybe Zach Robinson, as a first-year offensive coordinator, was not the right guy. Maybe Raheem Morris should have hired veteran coordinators when he got his second chance at being a head coach.
You see what we did here? Have you seen what we just did? We have congratulated the Falcons on a wonderful win against the Cardinals, 26-19. But at the same time, we have told you the truth, the other side of the story. And now we want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. Because all these things, as we like to say nowadays, right? Two things can be true at the same time. That is what we're talking about.
Hey, the defense, great job by Brandon Dorlus. We've got some young fire breathers on defense.
We do.
We got two dynamic superstars, and not counting Pitts, who may or may be here. We've got some really good things happening. So the question is, and this is what I've been getting asked a lot on the text line, and we can talk about this tomorrow. Is Arthur Blank going to stay the course, or is he going to blow it up? Because I honestly, Carl, I've been doing this since 98 here in Atlanta. I have no idea what Arthur Blank's going to do this offseason. You have a feeling?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. And it's not because of what I don't think he knows what he needs to do, but knowing what you need to do and then doing it are two different things. You can tell me all you want what you need to do. Do you do it? And what convinces you that you need to do it? Bijan Robinson, by the way, third Falcons player in franchise history to reach 2,000 scrimmage yards. First time since 98, speaking of Mike's 98, Jamal Anderson. He's special. He gives me so much hope for the future. He's young. He is a vibrant personality. But more importantly, he's a hell of a football player. And for everybody that was against this, I hope you've turned the page. I hope you see what he is and what he means to this team. And by the way, I don't care who's coaching. And this is no disrespect to this staff. Everybody around the league knows this. Anybody that comes in here, Mike, knows what Bijan is. Things aren't changing on that front, okay?
Right, man. He needs about 75 yards and change or a little bit less to pass William Andrews, to your point, for all time yards from scrimmage as a Falcon.
All right. Phone lines are open. Day-Day's out today. Big O, we got some phone calls. We want to hear from you, man.
All right.
All right, we're going to run through as many as we possibly can. We have 2 weeks left in this season. There is still a lot to be played for with this team. And I got to tell you, this Rams game to me is just big.
Right. Now, what happens if the Rams come in here and stomp our guts out?
Because I think that's going to change a lot of people's mind who all of a sudden now on this side, Mike, over here saying, well, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Maybe we should stay the course.
Can Zach give me some imaginative play calling, do some of the things Seattle did in that last game against the Rams? How about that?
Your phone calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strong arm stories. The Falcons win, but we still have a lot of questions. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Mike and I are trying to figure this out, but we need your help, and we're asking you what you think. So we got a bunch of phone calls that we're going to get to here, and we're going to go through as many as we possibly can, because I know many of you feel the same way we do. Maybe some of you are torn. Mike, I don't know. Some of you might be on the fence and like, man, I don't know. I don't want to go through another change. And others are like, screw that. We need to get the right guy, the right coach to figure all this stuff out. And then, by the way, what are your thoughts on Kirk Cousins? I don't even know if we've discussed this. We had him on the show last week. Look, guys, he's playing really well.
And technically his camp, and you know, if this continues, his agent, they got the leverage. I mean, how do we come cap in hand, or do we simply say we're going to just take it in the shorts and go gap year with one of these retreads? I mean, I heard a couple guys say, you know, what about like, you know, this guy or that guy? If you can get it. I mean, we're not the only team looking for a quarterback, you know? That's one thing for certain. I know that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking for some guys. We're not the only ones. So you get Cousins, $57 million, Carl. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
And then, you know, who is it? Malik Willis doing a great job taking over for Jordan Love.
He did.
A lot of folks wanted us to go pick him years ago. So that might be a stopgap for you. You know, that would put some heat on Penix Jr. But then you're still in this, you know, we got a guy who's making this offense work. Are your coordinators coming back? Is your head coach back? Is your general manager coming back? You know, is your general manager, Terry Fontenot, even going to get the chance to negotiate with Kirk Cousins' guy? All that's up in the air, man.
It's all up in the air. Let's talk to Keaton. Keaton, thanks for listening to Dukes and Bell, man. What's going on? Hey, man.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
I'll be honest, man. The maybe this can work feeling was stomped out of me after the Panthers, after the Niners, after the Dolphins, last year on this game, last year after this game. I can go on. It's been 8 years since we've been in the playoffs, man. And I am torn between the two. I'm tired of starting over and over again just to get it wrong, or getting fed the, you know, we're just one piece away, next year will be better. Tired of trying to buy into the hype every year. I mean, but at the same time, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I'm not a football guru. I sit at home and drink beer and watch football. Right. I don't know what's going on up there in the big advanced minds of football, of Rich McKay, Arthur Blank, all those guys, you know, and I say that, take that with a grain of salt. I just want to see a successful football team take the field every Sunday and have something to be proud to pull for. Right. That's all I want. You know, I don't care what they do. They just need to fix it.
Keaton, making you a football guru. You are now a football guru, all right? Because sitting on your couch and drinking beer and watching these games and investing your time, that makes you a guru. Man, we appreciate the call. Look, I think most fans feel the same way when you say just fix it.
Just sick of losing.
Just fix it.
I'm sick of these meaningless December games because, look, we love winning, and I had fun watching that game. Had to sweat it at the end. You know, this Rams game, I had such high hopes for this maybe settling a wild card or something for us. You know, now I don't even know if I'm going to go. you know, because I'm so down. But this team has a fan base which is just, they're desperate. They're dying to win. So many guys sit out there to the caller's point. We've gotten the coaching hires right under Arthur Blank. Mike Smith was a great hire. It ran its course. Dan Quinn took his 5 minutes away from a Super Bowl, and it ran its course. Subsequently, Arthur Smith and Raheem are not good choices, in my opinion.
Let's talk to Johnny in Jonesboro. Johnny, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
What's going on?
It's good. Just listening to you on the way home. I just want to touch a couple bases with y'all, especially talking about Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. I'm going to be honest. I feel like Kirk Cousins don't need to stay, especially with his cap hit, his number. We have a solid team to continue building around with the talent that we have. Kyle Pitts, I mean, the potential's always been there. Matt Ryan figured it out when he had 1,000 yards his rookie year and, 60 catches?
Yep.
I don't know why it took over 2 years now to even figure out the situation. Kyle Pitts. And Zach Robinson, I'm just over it. It's his second year. His kindergarten playbook, it's got to go. It's not working.
Johnny, I feel you. Thank you so much in Jonesboro. The Pitts thing, that's where I'm at. Look, I feel like, and I always tell you guys this, it don't take long. Like, you know if a guy can play, if he can't. It doesn't take – you shouldn't be in year five and going, does he really – is this who he is? Or is he the other guy we've seen the previous 3 years? I just feel like even though this has been a great stretch for him, and certainly for the Falcons, that I can't invest that kind of money, Mike. And I know for a lot of people, they go, man, you are crazy. He's 25. Dukes, he's got so much more great football in front of him. That may be true. But in the prove-it moments, Mike, in the biggest moments over the last 4.5 years, where's he been?
Well, that's just it. You're telling me if I make him one of the highest-paid tight ends in the league, he's going to step up his work ethic? He's going to take his grit? I mean, look, what he's done these last 4 games, that's your job. When you are given the God-given skills and the ability and the size that God gave you, you know, take the Drake London approach, which he seems to have, that sort of like just intensity is ramped up. But you've also been here. What do you say for those other years? The injury really seemed to knock him out of the box for 2 years.
That's right.
It's almost like a year and a half that injury cost him with a knee. I get it. Two bum quarterbacks, that's part of the equation. Two things can be true, as we said. You know, he had bums as quarterbacks. But he has no synergy with Michael Penix Jr., who you signed to be our quarterback. People are making it sound like Michael Penix Jr. never hit this guy in the hands with a football. It happened.
It did.
He's batted two of those for interceptions. Okay, he's making great plays with Kirk, and we'd love to see the intensity, but this is a contract year. And if you tag him, I said to Carl, does he get in his bag that he's been tagged? Do we go back to where it's like effort
because he doesn't get the long-term money.
Then it's a roller coaster all over again?
Rick in Stockbridge, what are you thinking about this, Rick? Welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. I'm looking to next year. And absolutely, positively, the first order of business has got to be a coaching change. Absolutely. And here's why. Guys, let me preface my remarks by saying this. I like Raheem. I think he's a very nice guy. He's got a lot of football knowledge. But when you look at his record, and I'm speaking from an objective perspective, when you look at his record as a head coach in the NFL, Raheem Morris is a dismal failure. And I don't want to jump on the guy and make him feel bad, but you've got to stand on your record.
Right.
I don't know how many times I've heard, hey, no matter how talented you are, it's your record. That's what counts. Raheem Morris is 35 and, 55 or something like that as a head coach in the NFL. He has got a 37% winning percentage. That's among the lowest among the active coaches in the NFL. So my question is this, guys, and I'd like to hear your comment. We are loaded with number one picks. We've got tons of talent on the team. So I think we have the makings of a successful team. How are you going to be successful if you're being led by a highly unsuccessful head coach? I'll hang up and listen, but I'd like to hear your comments.
No, guys. It's one of the arguments I have with some of the audience. Saying when we talked to Raheem on Wednesday, I said, by the way, you do have a good portion of our audience wants to see you come back. On the flip side of that argument, a 385 winning percentage. He's 21 games under 500 for his career. A 419 winning percentage here in Atlanta, 7 games under 500. Said to Carl, You got a second chance at being a head coach. You hired a guy that never was a defensive coordinator in the NFL. They fired him. You brought in Zach. We've already talked about the ups and downs with Zach. You've never fixed special teams. The Rams just fired their special teams coach with 2 weeks left in the season.
Yep.
And we continue to let this malignant special teams disaster continue. That's why you're 21 games under 500. You don't get a handle on the problem.
I think, and Rick, you bring up some valid points. Thank you for listening in Stockbridge. You know, it comes down to making hard decisions. And sometimes you got to make hard decisions before people are aware that they're hard decisions. And then you also have to be able to be a tactician. And part of this job, as far as a head coach in the National Football League, is not just motivating. It is not just connecting with players. It is the tactician part of the job where we go into Sunday after Sunday and we trust that you're going to make the right decisions. That we don't worry when we're in the stands or at home watching these games and you go, uh-oh, what's this call going to be? Where are we going with this? Does he know where we should be doing, what we should be doing in this moment? And I think a lot of people are apprehensive about that, Rick, and that speaks to what you're saying about his head coaching acumen. He's a great defensive mind and has proven that already by winning a Super Bowl with the Rams as a defensive coordinator. Can't take that away from him. This is a different job. And so if you think that he cannot lead this group, guys, or these first-round picks, Mike, or this group of talent, that is simply then Arthur Blank making the decision to say, I don't think he's got what we need to coach this talent. And you make a simple decision. But here's the part about the other part about this. You also better have a plan. And when you start making those decisions, everybody thinks it moves us forward. It could easily set us back even more if you don't make the right decision moving forward.
Right. And you know what the crazy thing is? What if I told Falcon fans we'd be second in the NFL in sacks? We'd have 50 sacks on this team.
Can't even enjoy it.
Right? With 2 weeks left in the season, we got 50 friggin' sacks. We got Bijan Robinson, the most dynamic player in the league. Right? Figure it out. You know, maybe figure out what you're drafting. Figure out if your offensive coordinator can figure how to coach this guy. You know, maybe just either one or the other. Maybe just go sign Kirk Cousins and take your lumps with Kirk Cousins. Then you maybe decide, get together and say, Penix Jr. isn't ready, and we'll roll it back with Kirk Cousins despite the hurt feelings from 2024. But right now we might be in the frigging playoffs. But that's coaching.
MJ and Travis, we're going to grab your phone call. Stay there. We got breaking news in the NFL as well. We'll tell you about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we've got some breaking news in the NFL. If you did not see this, there is footage out there, but the NFL has suspended wide receiver DK Metcalf 2 games for his swipe that he took at a fan during Sunday's game in Detroit.
Mm.
He can appeal, but that means he will miss the final 2 weeks of the regular season, guys. And again, the NFL saying it was conduct detrimental to the game. They have standards, blah, blah, blah. You know the routine with this.
Right.
It's, and by the way, I'm not telling you that Metcalf, we don't know what was said. The fan said that he did not say anything derogatory or any racial slur towards Metcalf after this incident took place. But, Mike, now this is hurting the Steelers, obviously, for the next 2 weeks. They're fighting for their division, certainly trying to get a home game, a home playoff game, but he has been suspended. I don't know if he will appeal or not, but this news coming down about 15 minutes ago from the NFL. Mm.
And the other big story is the Kansas State Legislature has approved a new sales tax revenue and bonds to lure Kansas City Chiefs out of Kansas City, Missouri, and into Kansas City, Kansas. And for those who don't know, other side of the town, it is, I guess, I want to make sure I get the pronunciation right, Wyandotte County. That's where the racetrack is. If you've ever been to a NASCAR race out there, it's Kansas, very flat. But anyway, a big deal to get Kansas City because the Chiefs county is Jackson County on the Missouri side.
Yeah.
And their residents said, hell no, we're not paying for a new stadium or upgrades at a Royals ballpark.
Okay.
So stay tuned on that.
That's interesting. Hey, man, let's get back to the phones. We're talking Falcons. I know some of you were on hold. I want to get to MJ in Lithia Springs. MJ, thanks for being patient, man. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What you thinking?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, look, one word, settling, right? We continue to settle for a top four draft pick in Pitts that can only give us, you know, 5, maybe 6 touchdowns a year. We're settling for a team that we're celebrating winning when the games don't even matter.
Right.
Beating the team and the Cardinals that we should beat in a division that's definitely winnable. We're settling for a coach that's never won in the NFL at any level other than being a coordinator. Like, I'm just tired of settling, man. I say, look, cut our losses. We got some talent on this team. We see what can happen when you get the right coach in place. Look at the Bears. Look at Jacksonville.
Mm. Right.
You know, look at these teams where they have really turned it around in 1 year with the right coach. Obviously, Doug Pederson was not the right coach, even though he had won a Super Bowl. But now they got Liam Cohen, the right coach, down there where we didn't know whether Trevor Lawrence was a bust, all the other draft picks was a bust, and now they're staring in the face of being able to get a number one pick. So I say cut our losses. Let's find the right coach, Clint Kubiak, someone that can come in and command this offense, get a Malik Willis, get a David Sills, somebody that can play under center and run this offense. And we should see with this talent in a winnable division, a 10 to 11 win will win this division year over year until we see something different. So quit settling, cut our losses. I don't care what we do on the back half of the year. Let's go and get the right coach and the right GM in this building to win and win now.
Thank you. Thanks, brother. I'm with you like 100%.
Good call.
Because, you know, again, that's what he said. It's great. I guess we always celebrate wins on the show. But if you're feeling that somehow beating a bad Cardinals team, that you still had to sweat till a C.J. Henderson pick to seal the deal because you couldn't get a fourth down, you know, it's a bad football team, decimated with injuries. That makes up for the 5-game losing streak when you shot yourself in the foot week after week after week. The 49ers game, the Colts game, the Patriots game, the Jets games.
Right.
I mean, I that's why I said to Carl earlier, somebody's cat's got selective amnesia. Kubiak would be a hell. See, that's the thing, guys would go, where would you go? Well, I don't know. Go get somebody who knows what he's doing and give him a shot.
Let's talk to Travis in Villa Rica. Travis, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Dukes and Bill, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
what's going
man.
On?
What's up, baby?
Oh, never mind. Hey, I got 2 things, man. Tell me my eyes is playing tricks on me. Did Kyle Pitts did not do this same stunt last year? He went MIA the first half of the season. We changed quarterbacks. We get to the last 3-4 games of the season, he plays lights out. Now he does the same thing this year.
And well, I will hold on. I will say though, his first chance to work with Penix Jr., he did bat a ball in the air for a pick against the Giants, but he did come up the week later with that big catch against the Commanders. Back to you.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to say, I think our 8-year drought is because of this coaching carousel. Mm. We fired coaches prematurely. I thought Dan Quinn was a good coach. I actually thought Arthur Smith was a good coach. But since we're such a microwave society, we want things to pop right off. We just get rid of it, and we're gonna stay in this carousel as long as we keep doing the same thing.
But how about the things? Let me ask you real quick. I'm staying in line. What about the things we talked about? The 5-game losing streak, never fixing special teams. It's still not fixed. Who do you blame for that? That's the coach, man.
Yeah. The only thing I can say that's consistent is us firing and hiring coaches that we.
Yeah, but you got to rip the Band-Aid off if you already know it ain't working. I mean, look, I said to Carl earlier, Carl, I'll give you a hug of hogging the mic. I said to Carl earlier, these guys, you act like you're there. You know, I know my girlfriend cheated on me with the trainer at the gym, but the third time it's going to work. I'm going to get back with her because she's going to change. You know what you know. You see what you see. You're 21 games under 500. That's your head coach.
It's funny you say, you know, the answer to Mike's question, and you're like, yeah, because that's all we can say. But here's the other side of this. You know, Dan Quinn at the end, I agree with you. Look, Dan Quinn's already proven he's a good coach. He went to Dallas and created the best defense they've had since their Super Bowl years in the 90s,
right,
which parlayed that into a head coaching job and a trip to the NFC Championship game last year with the Commanders. We know Dan Quinn can coach. The problem was at the end, it became desperate. Mm. And they were willing to try and do anything to maintain some viability as far as saving their jobs. And we're talking about both him and Thomas at that point. It just didn't play out. Sometimes it doesn't that way. The Arthur Smith situation, Mike and I both thought he was going to get another year.
And Arthur made it sound like he was.
We really did.
Even in the press conference, it sounded like you, why are you firing him?
But then, you know, you decide to move on. Okay, great. Now we're in a situation where you've got a fan base that's mixed. I don't know if we're mixed. Maybe it's 90-10, Mike. I don't know. Most people we run into are like, let's move on.
Yeah, I mean.
But my point real quick is this thing in the NFL is short-lived. Meaning, guys, there are people right now who are saying, guess what? Detroit doesn't make the playoffs this year, that window's gone. They had a 5-year window where they drafted well, the team was really good, they had the best offensive coordinator in the league, they had one of the best defenses, and now all of a sudden they may not make the playoffs. They lost both of their coordinators, and now all of a sudden this starts to feel a little bit different. It is very short-lived. If you can't get into your window when you have this star power,
right,
then that is coaching. That is the mistake of the franchise, not hiring the right guy. All of a sudden, this is what's crazy. It all of a sudden feels like New England's about to go on another run. Not 20 years, but with Drake May at quarterback, now all of a sudden you feel confident that they can retool around that, Mike, and all of a sudden for the next 5 years, guess what, Josh Allen, whose window is closing, you got some competition now. That is why you have to make the change if you feel like right. It's necessary.
The new theme now is, well, you can't keep firing coaches. Well, if you got the wrong one, you don't stick with it. I've seen enough in less than 2 years to rip the Band-Aid off. And we've already given you example after example. You know, and we said it's not personal. These are good guys. We enjoy our times with Coach, and he did a hell of a job with the Rams. And he's a pretty good talent evaluator. Because if Raheem was involved in bringing in Dorless and if he was a guy who loved Pierce Jr. as well, then that's great. Okay, but unfortunately, you're not seeing the results when you put everything on the field. You know, to me, what the mistakes were made is hiring Jimmy Lake, too, and then Zach, two guys who'd never done it at the pro level as your coordinators. That's a problem.
Yeah, you have to bring in experienced guys.
Hey, by the way,
you do.
One thing, and I'll give credit to Zach, because this was a piece of imagination that should have worked, and next time we see the big guy, we're going to have some fun busting his chops. How about Jake Matthews, where they had the tackle-eligible play? Now, granted, it was not a great throw from Cousins.
No, it was not.
A better throw, and he's got his first ever touchdown, and we could be having a ball with that one.
Well, I love the fact that they tried to do this, because he hadn't had these opportunities, and it was just so perfect. Like, the timing of it was so unexpected. Not a great throw, Kirk, but, yeah, man, Jake is – and if you saw him on the sidelines and you read his lips, you saw what he said.
Right.
I can't repeat it on the radio, but he knew, like, oh, my chance.
Right.
Hey, man, real quick, let's grab James and Decatur before we get up out of here. We got the coach's show. Jesse Bates is the player guest tonight. And then we've got Monday Night Football. Should be interesting. San Francisco at Indianapolis, pregame at 7. James and Decatur, where it's greater. What's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, look, that offensive coordinator, I looked at the last two games that we played and all the games that we played this year. He's been calling these games as a veteran coach, should call with the plays that he should have been using at the first of the year with all the players. I don't think he knows the talent he had. And the thing about that is now it's a little bit too much too late.
Yeah,
and next year, how you know we're going to have all these players that we got now? We need somebody to come in and evaluate special offense. Now, we have to keep the head coach just to keep the defensive coordinator. That's fine. I don't have no problem with it.
Yeah, I will say this, though, but I think with Ulbrich, though, I think there's still – I think Ulbrich gets a bit of a pass because his unit has been more consistent. But I still think, you know, rushing three after you get pressure with 4 and 5 and then allowing a team to carve you up late, the defense still leaks for all the talent sometimes. I think we don't keep the foot pedal to the metal enough.
And, James, my thing about what you're saying about the OC, how do you not know what you have when you had OTAs, minicamp, mandatory minicamp, rookie minicamp? Right. You had all of these opportunities to see. That's why they do this. You don't roll into training camp and you don't know what you got.
Right. So, hey, I got a great idea. We just got humiliated by Carolina. I'm going to come down and be on the sideline with my rookie quarterback. See, that to me is the big problem. Common sense stuff. Why didn't we have the quarterback thrown in the preseason?
Yeah.
You know, with the OC to experiment, maybe it's better being on the sideline. That's to me, that is a function of the dysfunctionality on the squad.
All right, man. We are out tomorrow, meaning we're at Metro Bottle, meaning you can stop by and hang out and see us. We are going to be there. It's a great opportunity for you to maybe pick up a last-minute Christmas gift or a holiday idea for a friend. 2225 Marietta Boulevard Northwest. It's in West Midtown. Mike, one of our favorite spots.
Yeah, man. I don't know how much I'm going to spend, but usually I lose money on these appearances, Carl. But the selection is amazing. And Carl and I, we're big bourbon and rye guys, so if it's during a commercial break, we'll walk you up and down the aisle, and there's some great tequila over there. They got everything.
No, they do. All right, that's tomorrow, 2 to 6. Coming up, Coach's Show, Jesse Bates, the player guest. Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat. All right, we got more to dive into, including college football, as we get ready for the next round. Kirby saying a lot of interesting things today. We'll dive more into that tomorrow. Also, guys, Connor Riley's going to stop by from Dog Nation. Our man Dave Archer will stop by. We got a bunch of guests that are going to get us ready for the rest of the week. And don't forget, we got 3 games on Christmas, by the way.
Right, man. We'll be working the day after Christmas, so we'll have plenty to talk about. By the way, any gut feeling tonight? 49ers going to beat up on Old Man Rivers?
Yes, they are.
At home. It's in Indy.
I like Phillip, and he did a decent job for a guy that just got off the couch. But the 49ers, if you don't realize this, if they went out, they not only win the division, they are the top seed in the NFC because of tiebreakers.
Yep.
They are playing for something. So it starts tonight. Now, it's not going to be easy, but, Mike, these games are huge, especially with the way Seattle beat the Rams last week. All right, man, we're back at you guys tomorrow. Big O, great job. Day-Day's back tomorrow. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
All right, you think we got the aggravation with the Falcons? I'll tell you where I'm starting to get aggravated.
Where?
I'm starting to be a race car in the red. The Atlanta Hawks.
Uh-oh.
All right, Trey and company, they scored 150 points and you lost? All right. Look, I know because of his Duke background, Quinn Snyder doesn't like to be pressed or ask difficult questions by the media. You got to get it in gear, coach, because you got a lot of talent, and this is the best talent you've had. And Trey's going to have to make a decision about where he's going to be.
State your source.
Yeah, let's get it going. Quinn Snyder, you're freaking next on my list, pal.
College football playoff. Guys, this thing's wide open. Do I think the Dogs could win the national championship again? Absolutely. There is no definitive team that right now is so much better than anybody else. And if you're a fan of parity, it's the first time you should be excited about, I don't know what I'm going to get. You knew what you were going to get when Oregon played James Madison. You knew what you were going to get when Ole Miss went up against Tulane. But you don't know what you're going to get in this next round. Or for that matter, in the semis or the national championship game. That alone gets me excited. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't.
You're a sad sack with no expectations who got back with his ex-girlfriend who cheated on him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.